How about this 52-year-old lady?
Okay, so this was a 52-year-old woman who presented with a clinical 9-centimeter inflammatory left breast cancer. Biopsy revealed that it was estrogen negative, progesterone negative, and HER2-3 plus. She was treated in the neoadjuvant setting.
Could I just ask? I was curious what her breasts looked like, what the physical exam was.
It was very much kind of the classic medical school teaching. She had the orange peel skin changes, red, heavy edematous.
And how long had it taken it to develop?
She said that it was rather quick. She had said that it was over the course of about a month, month and a half. She was initially treated for mastitis.
So she was uncomfortable? She had pain?
Yes, she had pain. She is a heavy-busted woman to begin with, but it was nearly double the size of the other breast.
Anything else about her workup before we get into how she was treated?
No, there was no evidence of distant disease.
So, Sarah, any thoughts about the way this lady presented? And again, if she presented today, how you'd be thinking it through?
I would be thinking we need to get her started on treatment today. The only good thing about this situation is that it is HER2 positive, so we have something to target. I would say maybe half of inflammatory breast cancers are triple negative, roughly half are HER2 positive, and usually in my experience are ERPR negative. So when I see one of these, I'm praying that there is HER2 overexpression.
How would you treat her?
I would start her on neoadjuvant TCHP.
What happened?
That's what she received. She received neoadjuvant TCHP, and then she went on to surgery, and she had a residual 4 by 2.2 centimeter tumor with 8 out of 14 involved lymph nodes.
So again, George, now she comes back post-op. What would you be thinking?
Well, certainly the patient needs radiation therapy to her chest wall to reduce the risk of local recurrence. So that would be the first order of business. She would certainly be continuing her HER2 targeted therapy out to a course of a year. Beyond that, we don't have a whole lot of data. This is not a patient who would have actually been a candidate for the neratinib trial, which was, as I recall, not open to patients with inflammatory breast cancer. So we have zero data there. However, if you, per our previous discussion, is this someone who I would feel like giving more therapy to? The answer is sure.
So just as long as you brought that up, so you're saying you would offer, recommend neratinib to a patient like
that? I think this is a patient, certainly, you would say is at exceptionally high risk for further recurrence of her cancer, and I would certainly discuss it with a patient, even though I don't have the data.
What exactly would you be thinking about doing post-op? Any more chemo, and what about pertuzumab?
Well, yeah, this is probably someone I would continue pertuzumab out as well.
Though to a again, year?
Yeah, though again, we have zero data, for instance, on combining pertuzumab with neratinib, and given the diarrhea concerns, I would have real concerns about doing that combination for a patient like this. So you might continue her standard HER2 targeted therapy out to a year and then offer her neratinib post that.